Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We recently learned that SC Nexus was awarded $45 million from the federal government to advance cybersecure grid resilience technologies. What is SC Nexus, you ask? Well, let's find out. Harry Lightsey is Secretary of Commerce for the state of South Carolina, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Harry, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's great to be back, Mike. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us, what is SC Nexus?
Well, SC Nexus is a broad coalition of different entities. It includes the Savannah River National Laboratory, the University of South Carolina, Clemson University, South Carolina State University, and all of the other HBCUs in South Carolina, our technical colleges, our Department of Education. But it also includes a lot of private companies that are very active already in South Carolina in the energy space.
And so this collaboration of entities applied for some money specifically to make our state's grid more resilient, more cyber safe?
Actually, it's much broader than that, Mike. We applied for a status as a tech hub. So the U.S. Congress gave the U.S. Department of Commerce the authority to designate certain areas of the country as tech hubs or as a focal point to develop certain key technologies that were deemed to be critical to the U.S. national security in the future and also to U.S. economic development. The U.S. Department of Commerce designated 31 tech hubs around the country. They actually had close to 400 different applications for that. We were very fortunate last year to find out that we were one of those 31 designated hubs. And then those 31 hubs got to apply for phase two funding, and Commerce announced that they were going to fund 12 of those 31 hubs, and we were one of those 12. We're the only one in the energy space. The mission of our tech hub is to accelerate commercializations of product in the area of grid resilience. That includes energy generation, energy storage, and energy transmission. It includes cybersecurity. That's a part of grid resilience, but it also includes making our grid much smarter, much more efficient, also developing new sources of energy like small modular reactors, or harnessing solar and offshore wind in different ways. This is something that's going to happen on a global level, but having South Carolina designated as the spot for the United States to be the lead to develop these key technologies is a very prestigious award, and it's also certainly puts us at the forefront of economic development in this area.
Do you suppose this will be something that will entice some of our state's students that have, you know, these advanced degrees in the technologies and the areas that you're looking for to stay here in South Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we have a strong workforce training component of that, and the universities are all participating in that as well.
Well, Harry, we have just about a minute left. Can you briefly tell us a quick summary of what each of these projects are?
Yes. The grid-enabled cyber operation range, which is going to be led by the Savannah River National Lab to test products that would be put into the grid to make sure they're cyber secure. Clemson University is going to be leading the economic development through grid emulation project. They will have the ability to emulate any grid in the country or even in the world so that any product that is being commercialized could be tested. The University of South Carolina is going to be leading the Carolina Institute for Battery Innovation, which will establish a program to let companies and others test manufacturing processes or different types of chemistries for batteries. Also funded is the Education and Workforce Center, led by the Technical College System and also the Department of Employment and Workforce, to develop a curriculum starting in our K-12 schools and all the way up through our technical colleges and into our universities to give our students the skills that they need to be employable in this area.
Well, Harry, it's great news for the state. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. It's great talking with you again, Mike.
Harry Lightsey is Secretary of Commerce for the state of South Carolina. We will have a link to that press release posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.